Yo, man, it's your boy Reed this time running the fucking show. Cause this nigga don't know what the fuck he doing this time. What's up, man? It's season 2, episode 3, man. I got my guys in the building this time. We're gonna talk about men's mental health. But before I deep into that, let's break off my guests. To my left, I got my cousin here, Malcolm, with me. You know what I'm saying? Say what's up.
What's going on, folks? How y'all doing?
You know what I'm saying? Then I got my other cousin right here. My boy Russ in town for once, and y'all already know us running the show, Tay, the other co-host, you know what I'm saying?
What's going on,
y'all? We doing that mother lover today, you know what I'm saying? Damn, why it look so dark out there, though, compared to...
You can light you up.
Lighting. We gotta do something with the lighting one time.
I mean, unless you got another one, I mean...
That's that lighting probably gonna help if you turn that on.
Why'd you take the thing off? The top?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that. You can screw it. Yeah. No, screw it on top. Take the...
We looking bad right now, but don't worry. We gonna make a point.
We gonna make a point.
Yeah, I think if you look bad, and I run this show.
That usually holds all the light.
Hey, we gonna cut this part off.
Hey, look, man. I ain't cutting nothing out, man. It's gonna run. It's gonna run.
It's raw as how you gonna get.
We gonna cut this out.
It's as raw as you gonna get.
Y'all niggas look good on camera. Me, you know what I'm saying? I look good in real life. It's different. Well, yeah, anyway, we're talking about men's mental health today, man. It's our month, you know what I'm saying? We got to get that going. You know, so I know everybody knows November is all about the holidays, eating turkeys and being fat, Muslims eating pork. But today, we're not doing that. We're talking about our mental health and seeing how things going. Because, you know, things have been rough for us as men. Since we came out the womb, and then now we're going through something hard like coronavirus, so, you know, that has a toll on us all. So, yeah, we're just going to talk about that, see how it's going, man. Is anybody want to start off and see how they want to talk about their mental health so far? Anybody?
I mean, how you feeling? I mean, you already started off the track, so, I mean, how you feeling?
Take a drink of my Coke here, right?
Go get yourself together, bro.
Right now, I'm kind of happy. I'm in a relationship right now, so that kind of helped me a lot. I got a good woman that's actually holding me down. And I'm on a journey to going forward with my career, so I feel like I have a purpose out here. So right now, I'm feeling awesome. And I feel like I found a purpose in my life. Something that I wake up in the morning, I don't take life for granted no more, and I just strive to what I need to get done to it. Keep living out here, because I definitely don't want to die young without a purpose, man. I'm trying to start a family myself. I'm still 31 young with no kids out here, so I'm trying to start something. So, yeah, man, life right now is pretty sweet for me. I'm loving it. I appreciate it every day I wake up, man, every day that ends with why. Life's good on my end.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
Have you always been feeling like that?
For the most part, yeah. For the most part. Because I had something to strive for. I got to study. That always kept me in motion. For real. That always inspired me to do more for real. I had people inspire me like Russell and Torian who tell me what to do physically and show me what it's done. So that helps a lot as well for me about that. Sense. Keeps me going for real.
Okay. So what about your off days when you're not feeling in tip-top shape?
I meditate. I gotta find my peace within myself for that. That helps me a lot because of the static that goes on every day, for real. And after I get done, I kind of have to figure out what I'm gonna do. Or I go work out when I can. That shit helps out a lot too. You need some type of hobby or something you gotta do when you're not feeling yourself just to get the blood pumping and get yourself right. You gotta do something, but just staying in the house all day looking out the wall don't help you, for real. I noticed that early coronavirus, you know, early quarantine, whatever y'all want to call it.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that. What about you, my guy?
Me? Shit, life's good right now for me. Shit, I ain't even mad. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been really in the mood to, like, have inspirations to draw, but that shit goes in and out just as a person in general. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what I do. I draw a lot, so... Yeah, I haven't really had the mood to really actually do that shit lately. But other than that, life is good. You know what I'm saying? Being a father, a new father now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? for about 4 months now. Shit. I'm loving it. This 4 months, you know what I'm saying? Waking up, taking care of my little man, you know what I'm saying? Just to do things that I never got the opportunity to do my own father, you see what I'm saying? So it's like, this is something I actually wanted to do. This is a real big goal for me, too. So I ain't even gonna hold you. It's a real big goal for me, you know what I'm saying? Because my father wasn't there for me at all, you see what I'm saying? So it's like, this is something I wanted to do, make sure. When I have a kid, gotta be there for a little man. Even if I have a girl, gotta be there for her, you know what I'm saying? Gotta be there for her, you know what I'm saying? Gotta show her the way, you know what I'm saying? It's just something I always wanted to do. So it's like, yeah. Other than that, life is good for me right now. You know what I'm saying?
So, how you feel like being a father has changed you?
Being a father changed me to like being a better person, because it's like I think about my actions and what the fuck I would do now. Certain things I'd be wanting to lash out and just like, you know what I'm saying, fuck a person up when it comes to certain shit. But other than that, I think twice about it, really three times about it now, because it's like I don't want to even show him an example. So it's like I want to change my ways before he even start really adapting to it. So it's like when he do see me do a certain thing or certain things happen, he'll look at me like, oh, it's my father, don't even pay that shit no attention. So I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna be just like him, because 9 to 10, that's what your child's gonna do. He's gonna follow you, especially if you're around him a lot. He's gonna want to do what the fuck you're doing. So it's like, he see you do that, he gonna want to see you do the same thing. So it's like, I gotta pay attention to what I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, kinda, if I show him the better way, I'm pretty sure he'd be 10 times better than me, bro.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? That's the main goal. See what I'm saying? To make him way better than me. Shit.
Can't even argue with that. You definitely can't. You always gotta strive to be a perfect example for your kids, so can't
even
argue with that.
No, that's fact. To even add on to that, like, even going into IT, when I first, the initial thought of me doing it, I didn't want to do it because that was what my father was doing. And I had resentment toward my father at the time. And I didn't want to, I know I was kind of like him, and I didn't want to be too much like him, for real, just because of the attitude I had towards him. But now I have changed my ways, and I see that now that the man was actually doing something good. It's helping him even now to this day. Like, so I figured I had to put my pride to the side and look at myself like, now, yeah, I'm actually doing the same thing that my father was doing for a friend, the same thing Torian was doing. So, you know what I'm saying? It's true what Malcolm says. Like, whatever your child sees you do from birth, they're sponges. They're going to take that on the ASAP and just have a drawn towards it, no matter what it is.
Why would you have resentment towards your father, though?
Because, you know, he was a part-time father. He wasn't there for me at the times when I needed him to be there. So I had too much of a high expectation towards him at the time. I was too young and don't understand what really went down, for real. So
exact same way where he coming from. I was like that too. Like, I still feel like some type of way. I just want to clutch the nigga one time. Just get it over with. I'm not going to hold you. I just want to clutch him. I feel better if I clutch him. You know what I'm saying? All that other shit, I let go. Like, if I can clutch him one good time and just get it over with, just because he do what he's supposed to do as a man. Like, I think I'm the karma for you for what you didn't do. Like, you were supposed to step up. But maybe I should go about that. A lot of people tell me don't go about that way, but you know me, this person, me, I just don't need to see him. So just leave it at that.
So this,
I don't let this shit stress me too much, bro.
So this is a random.
At a young age, it did. It used to fuck with me a whole lot. It bothered me a whole lot, man. Like, why my father not here? Because I can see other friends, and these niggas got their fathers, but I don't got mine. But this is shit I got to deal with.
So this is a random question. I don't know. It might be off topic as well. What? It might be. So you say you want to clutch your father for not being there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what explanation he gave you for leaving, right, you still wouldn't feel that way?
Yep. Because as a man, you're supposed to take care of your child, man.
I mean, no. I definitely agree.
Like, I mean, I can see what you might go through or but at least still make that effort to come around. You see right. What I'm saying? This nigga didn't do that,
though. So let's...
Mute the path of what you're trying to do.
none of us, me, you, Reed, Russ, none of us know what happened between him and your mom, right?
Right.
So what if hypothetically, your mom prevented him from being there? What if? And he told you the real story.
He told me the real story.
Would you still want to fight him?
No, I probably wouldn't. Just off the real story.
But would you hear him out first? But before you swung on him?
Before I swing on him, I'm still going to hear him out today. Okay. I'm going to let him, you know, speak his mind, but I already know it's bullshit because it's like, nigga, it was certain shit I already led you up to. Like, well, mother always gave me, like, an idea of how to get to a person, you know what I'm saying? They really fuck with you. Put him on a test, man. See if he'll do something for you. You said, see if they'll do this or do that. You know what I'm saying? It don't even got to be nothing. They got to buy nothing for you. Just see if they'll do it out the strength of love. You see what I'm saying? They keep telling you they going to do this and do that, and they going to beat it. test that moment. I want to see it. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to test it before I really need it. You see what I'm saying? Because it's like, you gassing me up. You see what I'm saying? I don't like that shit. Don't do that shit. Because when I really need you, bro, I'll be mad as shit. I'll be mad as shit when I'm assed out, bro. I'll be mad as shit. I'm fighting the air, all types of shit. So I'm like, yeah, you like, this nigga really got a problem. Like, this nigga said he's going to look out. Now I look like an asshole. I'm not trying to feel like that, bro. So, like, I mean, I would let him out, see what he got to say. But I already know it's bullshit, bro. I already know it's bullshit. Because I test him multiple times, bro. Tested this nigga multiple times.
Well, for me to you, honestly, I always felt like you was gonna be a great father. Thank you, brother. I always felt like that since the day I met you. But how you feeling?
Good. Chilling.
Hey, look, man. Hey, look. Look. Y'all not about to sit here and make me seem like I'm the only motherfucker that's crazy.
I'm not crazy, bro. I'm good. I honestly I'm in a good mental state right now. You know, it took me a while to get. I mean, like, I've had problems. But the thing is, like, I mean, for me, like, I just try to, like, stay focused, stay positive on shit that's irrelevant. I mean, you can't dwell in the past. You can't look. All you have to do is look forward to the future. You know. So, I mean, for me, like, I tend to let go of things quick and move on. I mean, it's a pro and con, because sometimes you let people slide, sometimes you don't.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is. But I feel like if I let go of shit, it's easier because it makes, you know, you have to eventually let go. I mean, you're not here forever, so you can't just hold shit forever. I mean, to each his own. You get me? I'm not a judge. But I honestly haven't really had it too many issues, except for when my grandmother died. It really fucked me up, and then I think I went through depression for like 3-4 years. But I lived in denial, which was the crazy part, because you don't really realize depression is there until like, you know, people around you start to realize, and then how you mentally state, how you act, certain things. But, you know, good thing my girl was there. She kind of helped me through the whole process. And my friends and family, you guys, you know, shit like that. You know, and because you don't realize a lot of support, you know, because you don't fully realize, sometimes people don't fully realize you in depression or you in denial or a bunch of shit, and you just keep moving. And a lot, I mean, it was good. And then I moved to my apartment. It kind of stressed me out a little bit. I mean, I fell in a little bit of depression then because, you know, I had a lot going on because I was doing my real estate thing. But it kind of backpaged because I just switched things. Things were going back and forth. And then I had to get a job. But then I was okay because, like, you know, you're just trying to keep up with life. You get me? Like, you're trying to do one thing, but also trying to keep up with life. Trying to do certain things. You know, because your bills eventually have, I mean, they're going to come regardless. You get me? But, I mean, that's, honestly, I've been pretty good because, for the most part, I've been just trying to, like, you know, if I have to do something, I mean, you gotta make sacrifices somewhere, so. But other than those two real, like, things, I mean, I haven't had anything too major coming up besides that, except when I was younger, but other than that, I mean, I've been pretty stable.
What, when you say you was in denial, what was you in denial in particular about?
I think the loss, because it's hard to speak on, but so my mom made me, like, I had to live with my grandma for 6 months, so I had to watch her die every day, which was a huge thing, you know, to try and take a burden off somebody else. Remember, like I said before, like, I mean, I try to let things go, but sometimes letting things go has got to come, right? So when I was there every day to see my grandmother die, I had to be home at 6 o'clock until like 9 o'clock the next morning until I had to go back to work, right? So, like, you know, sometimes she'll get up in the morning, like, and then all this other bullshit. But, like, you know, it was just, like, 4 months later passed, and I came home from work one day, and I'll hear her gargling. Like, I know she's going to go. So I was like, damn, she's going to go, right? I mean, but that's not something you look forward to. Like, you try to, like, stay positive and, like, look forward to stuff and, like, you know, realize that, like, okay, this is not how it's supposed to be. You get me? Like, I mean, this is how it's going to happen regardless. You're going to die. But this is not what you're looking forward to dying. You get me? So the next morning I woke up. She's gone. I felt it too. It was crazy. It was like cold. My whole, like, the whole apartment went empty, like cold air. Like, it was just cold. But then it's just like, I went to work the next day because, I mean, I didn't have, I mean, she died in the same apartment I was in. You get me? So I would go home every day. I still had a year on my lease in that apartment I lived in with it. I was taking care of her a lot. I'd go home every day and still have to go in that apartment. Just, it was difficult. So, I mean, I had to live in that apartment and still have to think about her, like, constantly. You get me? And then the denial part came with, like, you know, not me accepting the part that she died, you know, because, like, even though, like, I accepted she's out, but I didn't fully like grasp my emotions. You get me? Because I had to like keep moving forward. You know, and the thing is, like, sometimes you have to be able to realize that it's okay to have your emotions there. There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to grasp. It's okay to like to feel like it's okay to feel down, sad, depressed, and feel a certain type of way. But the thing is, like, I had to be strong because it was just my mom and my little brother. So if, and I was the strongest link in my family. So if I'm not like, if I'm down, then everyone's gonna down. Mm-hmm. And the problem is, like, sometimes it hurts because it hurts you sometimes in the long run, where you have to like not show any emotions. You just have to be okay, be strong, and I mean, be strong, show a strong thing, but also have to hold up to it. And then later on, if you don't start to realize, it starts to actually affect you, you know, it starts to collapse you. That's how I gained a lot of weight. Like, I stopped caring about like certain things, like stopped caring about gaining weight, stopped caring about taking care of myself. So I care about a lot of things. So, you know, it puts you in this like this mental state where like nothing matters. You get me? And then it's just, you spiral out of control until you have people around you start to say, hey, look, you're being a dickhead. You're doing certain things, but in your mind, you don't realize it, because I was living in denial in the sense where like, you don't fully realize that like you're in denial. You get me? And that's the problem, is you don't fully realize that you should have just accepted all these problems ahead of time. Instead of accepting him, and I did, like I said, it's con, letting him go, trying to make sure everything, you let go of things. But instead of letting it go, just going with emotions and not actually letting it go. And I think that's the part that fucked me up through the whole process.
So I had to take in at once.
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro.
And the problem is, like, it's not like your friends and family can't be there, but they can't ride that same emotion. Yeah, because you can't say... Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like, you can't say, like, oh, your best friend just died right in front of you and everything's supposed to be okay. And I have my and it's crazy because, like, I feel like everyone that gets, like a lot of my families are, like, super close. Like, my mom's mom, we were really close. And she died, like, when I was, like, super young. And then I had another best friend that died, like, a month after her. And then I had someone else who died, like, a month after that. And it's just, like, so it's just kind of, like, it's trying to, like, figure out where how do you deal with emotions. And then it's like, you can't really deal with it too much because it's like your mom doesn't know how to deal with this. So it's just like you're 14 trying to figure out how to deal with your own emotions, you know, and then your dad's not there to play a part because, I mean, he's gone, you know. So it's just like, where do you go to, you know? It's life. You just got to learn.
I felt like I was going through like a depression moment when like 17 to like maybe 19 type era. Like, around them 2 years, because that's when I lost my job with fucking Rite Aid and shit. A lot of shit just started going left for me, see what I'm saying? So, it's like, a lot more shit just started hitting me from left to left. Then, me being on there, being working in that motherfucker so much, it felt like them niggas was trying to run a nigga down to the drain and just take advantage of you. Because it's like, they think I'm still in, they think I'm doing this. But you put me on a night shift, though. You put me on a dedicated shift. So, it's like, you try to get me to do the wildest shit, and it's like... And it's like, sometimes I wasn't going for it. And it's just like, you wouldn't move me up. And 9 to 10, like, I'm the next person in line to go up. Because it's like, you already know how the chain of command works. You see what I'm saying? But them particular times, I felt like I was like going through some shit like that too. Because it was just like, life just hit you so fast so many times. It's just like, you don't know how to handle that shit. So it's like, you just got to know how to bounce back and just keep moving.
You was feeling like you was undervalued overall?
Most definitely, bro. That's why I was like, I don't really fuck with 9 to 5s today, bro. I was like, that's why I don't really like 9 to 5s for real. It's like, I feel like starting your own business, and that's what I'm trying to do now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the best way. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta find something that makes you happy, honestly.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
I feel like a lot of people just chasing paper and never chasing feelings.
Yeah, man.
Most definitely.
It's great. I mean, money's great. Don't get it wrong.
Money is great, but that shit don't always keep you. That shit's not happiness, bro. Trust me. That shit's not no
tool for happiness.
I got $1 billion now, but some tragedy happened, bro, I'm be super hurt about that shit. I give the billion up just to bring that shit back. Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah,
I'm telling you that now. I don't even have it. Fuck.
Yeah, that's how easy be for real.
It's like, to this day. Even that 2017, that's when I lost my uncle too. So it was like, that shit even fucked me up even more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I even called you that day. Yeah, so I know that shit surprised the fuck out of you, because it's like, this nigga, I ain't never hear this nigga cry or none of that shit before. And that shit fucked me totally up. See what I'm saying? Because this nigga not here no more. That's the nigga that showed me just about everything that I know, bro.
Yeah, I think it definitely it took you a while to even remotely get back to like half of what you used to be, like, off of that.
For real, bro. I was like, nigga, I stopped being on the internet and everything. It was just left all that shit alone, man. I stopped being open with a whole bunch of shit, because this shit just fucked me all up. This is the nigga I grew up with. Showed me everything I know.
it's tough too, because you have to like, you have to realize that like, you know, it's hard to give. It's like you're sacrificing a person of yourself when they go. You mean, because you're like essentially a piece of you goes with them, you know, and you don't fully like fully grasp that at that moment, and you don't fully heal. But it takes like years to take to take on that.
Everybody got a different healing process too. That's what you always got to realize. Mm-hmm. You got to know that within yourself too. It's like everybody got a different healing process. I may heal quicker than somebody else. But you, it may take you a lot longer. Like, my, I got a cousin that deals with her issue. Like, she's been dealing with that a long time, bro.
And honestly, I'm going to be realistic. I haven't lost. I mean, I lost my grandfather, like, this year or last year. But me and him didn't speak in, like, 13 years. So it wasn't like we was, like, super tight anymore. So, honestly, I can't say how I would. Just like you say you lost your uncle and you lost your grandma. Like, I'm quite sure y'all was, like, super close. Like, I don't know how I would personally deal with losing somebody. Like, I'm, like, super close with, like, I probably have, like, the biggest breakdown because, like, I don't get close with a lot of people. So, if I lose somebody, like, I'm, like, super close with, I can't tell how my body would process that, so.
That's a lot. I mean, it's not, and I don't think anyone could really tell. I mean, it just happens.
You know? Yeah, it's hard, especially for, like, us men. Like, we don't really know how to, most of us don't really know how to, like, to even deal with, like, a loss in general for real. Especially if you out here trying to do it on your own as a man and stuff, you're trying to find your way, then a piece of you that leaves you, that somewhat helps you on that way, is gone. It's like you're lost all over again. It's because that piece of you is gone.
Yeah. Right.
And I feel like it's also difficult, like, because you don't have that figure to support you or like guide you through that process of like understanding. Because I mean, mom's great, don't get it wrong. And I'm not trying to say moms can't do both jobs, but sometimes as a guy, you still need that male figure, because you
most definitely do.
You know, that you need someone to, because you need that guy to guide you.
That's what creates a balance. That's what creates a balance. That's why I feel like God got man and female. You know what I'm saying? That's what comes with balance. You got to learn from both. You see what I'm saying? The same thing goes for a female too. A male got to be able to teach his daughter certain things. You know what I'm saying? The same thing goes for the female. You see what I'm saying? That's just how it goes. You see what I'm saying? But that's the way I look at it as well.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah, I definitely agree. Absolutely. I mean, it comes with both parents. Right. Both parents are just as important.
You need them both. Yeah, both of them is very important. Both of them. No one is more important than either. Yeah, either exactly. Both of them important, just the same as that. I mean, you need both of them.
Yeah.
You can't really, if you go without one of them, bro, it's going to be a void. It's going to be a void there every time. You're not going to know where it's coming from. You got to look for that shit.
Yeah.
So you need both. You see what I'm saying? Sure. You can have both. And if you do have both, you're pretty thankful. I'm glad you do. But
yeah, and I don't feel like both. I feel like a lot of people don't see that, especially you already have both. I have a lot of friends, and nothing judging. I'm not gonna judge people, but I feel like sometimes they don't fully grasp that, like, you know, when they have both of them, that
some people they already have. Some people don't.
Sometimes they don't fully understand, like, you know, having two parents is such a goal of mine, you know. And I'm not trying to knock my mom. I mean, two parents by herself, and she did it. I mean, God bless her. But I mean, it's still, I wish my father did play a part of my life.
Yeah, it would help mature us faster, per se.
You didn't have both of your parents?
I mean, my dad, I had my dad, but he left after like 7 months. My grandmother forced him out.
Yeah. Huh. That's,
He was an alcoholic, so it made sense.
That's, I find it that sucks. Interesting.
I thought you knew that.
No, I kind of find that interesting, actually.
I mean, I'm guessing you assumed that he always had his folks.
Both. Kind of.
Okay.
Because I'm...
It's just how the way society plays it? Is that why you was thinking like
I mean,
that?
No, Tay never asked.
No, I never asked because I'm...
He doesn't judge. He just never asked.
Yeah, because I'm starting to feel like out of all my friends I've been around, I think only two of them had a two-parent household. Through my whole life, which is weird, but one of them didn't turn out too well. The other one did. They were Spanish, but yeah, it's kind of weird.
I mean, Spanish households do pretty well. I mean,
no, his dad beat the shit out of him a lot. That's not so they ain't playing no games.
He's used though. Abuse.
His dad
that's
beat
fucked up.
Beat
that's
their
abuse
ass a lot.
Yeah, that's abuse.
Bro. I mean, it wasn't abuse. I mean, but his dad didn't play no games with them. But yeah.
I had a friend like that too, though. I ain't gonna hold you. It was when I was living in motherfucker. When I was living in motherfucking Mo County. That nigga dad did not play with him, bro. Yeah, he did not play with him. That nigga had to be in the house at a certain time, bro. Always.
That was
street lights come on, nigga, your ass better be in the house.
That was my people's. But that's how I feel like why I'm feeling how I feel right now, because basically how I grew up watching my dad, because like my dad took care of everything, and I feel like that's why I'm in the predicament I am, because like I mean, I feel like, granted, I'm thankful for my woman, because like, you know, she's basically aiding me why I'm in the predicament I am, but it's like, I wouldn't say I don't like it, I appreciate it, but it's like, I'm not comfortable.
It don't make you feel good as a man.
I'm not comfortable with it.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, for sure.
Most definitely. Yeah, shit like that, most definitely can.
Cause find your own purpose.
Yeah, it's like, I watched my dad for like my entire life, and it's like, first of all, my dad's the only reason I got married. My dad's the only reason why I knew I was supposed to take care of a woman. And it's like, right now, it's like, I can't do that to the full extent where I know I'm supposed to. And it's like, that shit bothers me. It's like, I shouldn't have to see my woman take on extra burdens while I fully can't help her all the way. And it's like, that shit irritates my soul.
But it's good though for you guys, because the thing is, like, you know, while at this moment, I mean, she's in a better position to help you guys. I mean, next moment you'll be in a better position to help them just as well. You get me? So
always remember, the tables are gonna always turn.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying what she's doing is not good, but what she's doing is like what she's supposed to do. She hold you down. Yeah, always. Sure. You know what I'm saying? That's all you can ask for out of a solid individual.
It's just temporary.
You
know what
I'm saying? Yeah. I just expect you to do the exact same thing or do 10 times better. You see what I'm saying?
That's the same.
You can even top it off with a gift later in life. Just appreciation.
It's just temporary.
Appreciation, bro. Once you get your shit together.
But I'm pretty sure that wasn't always like that.
Top it off
like that.
It most definitely wasn't always like that. It was different for you.
It definitely wasn't. And then it's like, cause like, I mean, yeah, y'all right. Cause it was like, at the beginning, like I said, I did what I was supposed to do. Like for the, past 7-8 years? Like, yeah. But, and then you ever feel like you just not where you at in life?
No. I used to think like that. Yeah. And I feel like.
I'm like that right now.
I used to think like that. Mm. And I also feel like that. I mean, life is what it is. You know, you gotta just take it for what you got.
You gotta enjoy the journey, bro.
Yeah, and I honestly started thinking, like, when I was younger, like, when I was, like, 25, 26, I'm like, damn, I'm not in my mind, I always feel like I'm not where I should be.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's a mental stigma, where people expect you to, you have to have a certain house, have a certain amount of money, have to do certain things by a certain age.
That's that social media.
That's the thing.
Warren Buffett didn't become a
billionaire. That's the thing.
You got to do what makes you feel comfortable.
That's the thing. That's one thing. Y'all know me better than anybody.
No, of course.
I don't compare myself to nobody. Yeah. I just feel as though, where is everything headed? And it's like, How am I gonna make it and make it better? That's and I feel like that's the only battle that I be having with my own thoughts, like all the time. It's like, it's not saying I know I can't force it, but it's like, how am I gonna force it eventually? Yeah. Like, I know I can't wait for it to happen, but I need to make it happen.
But you know, I always tell people, and my advice for people like that is that, you know, think for the future, but start today to prepare yourself for the future. Cause like, I was like, a lot of people get so head like, yo, a year from now I want to be here, and that's great. But that sounds good on paper. But the only way you're gonna be able to get there is if you start today to help get them. Because tomorrow, I mean, everyone says tomorrow, right? Tomorrow's easy to say to keep skipping. Mm. But I mean, let's say you wake up tomorrow and be like, oh, I'm gonna smack all these jobs out the way, find something that's nice. But great, you at least you're doing it. You get me? And then wherever you go from is wherever you start. And I always tell people like, don't stop thinking about, like, you know, about, you know, like, oh, I'm not here. But start thinking about, like, how far you came to get there. You know, like, every time I have a friend, right, she calls me. She goes, oh, like, I don't think I should be where I'm at. That's fine. Well, look where you're at now. I mean, look how far it took you long to get to where you got to be at. Don't worry. I mean, as long as you made it that far, think about how much further you can get. And then you can start to get yourself in a better position. But mentally, I mean, you have to put yourself in a better mental state. I mean, no matter how you have to figure out, you have to find yourself a mental state. I mean, you're not going to always have perfect days. You know, like, in relationships, the same day.
Never have a perfect day.
Yeah. It just doesn't work that way. But as long as you can, like,
maintain.
Yeah, maintain and figure out what you want in life and what you want to go for. Where's your goal? What's your purpose? And where your journey wants to be. That's it. That's all that should matter.
Yeah, that's all that matters for us. It's not about where you're from. It's about where you're going. Like, and Nipsey said it best. It's a marathon. Like, life going to keep going. It's just because you don't know you're at today. Running, bro. You don't know where you're going to be at next week.
So you got to do. You just keep running, man.
It's a process. It's cool to not know where it's at, but long as you know deep down you have a goal, and you're going to find it regardless. It's just, the thoughts are just temporary, and that's what depression does to you. It makes you feel like it's never going to leave you, but you just have to find that little bit of hole of light and just go towards it, and that's what you're going to get out of it.
Yeah.
But that purpose is the first thing. Yeah. And you'll find it. Even if you don't know it tonight or tomorrow, that's fine. Yeah. You'll find it by the time it needs to be done. It'd be done most regardless.
Yeah.
And when you get it, then the table's going to turn.
For sure.
That's it.
I mean, it happens like that. I mean, I see a lot of people, and they always say, "Oh, where should I be, or like, what should I do?" And I always like, I try to help guide people. I mean, that's my best advice. Is I always guide people because I make a lot of mistakes, you know, throughout whatever I do, you know. But the mistakes are great because those are learning experiences.
Exactly.
I mean, the winning is great, but I don't make money winning. I make money losing, because the losses are the learning processes of the mistakes. No, you don't win. You don't win by, you know, oh, I'm winning every time. No. You know how much money I lost in real estate? Fuck ton of money. You know how much money I made? A good amount. But at the end of the day, when I walked away from the business, I didn't reap for the reward as much as I should have. A lot of my friends reaped for the reward. And honestly, I'm happy for it. Because at the end of the day, like, as long as they're still doing it and they're making money from it, hey, more power to you. I had friends call me, oh, I want to sell my $2 million house. I want to sell my $1 million house, $10 million house. Doesn't matter. I'll be like, go. Just take. I have a friend. I'll put you on. Doesn't matter. Here you go. And I can move on my life. It doesn't. I don't get stuck on that. Like, I was like, oh, well, that could make good money. Doesn't matter. Like, there's so much in life that you could just let go. And there's certain things that you could, like, let go and stuff like that. And I mean, you're going to see a lot of things that people will shit on you and people not want to see go by. Who cares? Because if I walk out this door right now, I get shot or I get hit by a car. Doesn't make a difference, right? Because at the end of the day, I mean,
you got that makes a difference.
Yeah. but life's still gonna move on.
It's still gonna be Wednesday.
Still going on.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's gonna feel bad. I mean, he's gonna cry. But I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, what's gonna happen? He's gonna move on with his life. He's gonna get his girl pregnant. I mean, he's gonna have a house. Life's gonna go on. Little Johnny's gonna be good. You get me? I mean, nothing's gonna change besides his journey's gonna end eventually when his time comes. You get me?
For sure.
But I mean, I try not to like after all those hurdles and that mental state and like negativity, I try to like think positive as much as I can, and think about, you know, where I have to be and where I have to go and, you know, what I have to do, you know, to get there, and not just for me, for a lot of people.
Yeah,
you know, because sometimes you can't just, for me, like, I feel like that I have a lot to do with like a lot of my girls' family. You mean to help them out in a sense? You get me? Because, you know, some people get stuck in a situation where they don't have, you know, financial aspects. And if I can help them a little bit on my way there, who cares? You get me? Money's great, but it's not for everything, you know? Yeah.
I mean, you wasn't born with this shit neither, so.
Yeah. You actually can't leave with it either.
Can't leave with
you
it.
Can't either. So it's like, you might as well pass that shit around while you got it. Huh? Especially if I had it. Damn big dog. I ain't got no
problem. Are you completely right? And it's like, since I've been feeling like this, is like, I've been trying to reevaluate myself, like, on a personal level, so I can see how I can get out of a funk. Because it's like, I always used to tell myself whenever I started, like when I was like in my early 20s, whenever I used to hear about depression, I'm like, bro, I feel like that's a mind thing. And I'm like, I couldn't see myself in it. Like, here I am now in my 30s. I'm like, look at me now. How ironic.
Yeah, so, but it's good though. At least you could see it. Because the problem is that some people can't even see that.
Right,
that's
issue.
Accept it.
Yeah, yeah. Won't accept yeah. it. But
life
also,
is your best teacher.
Yeah. But I also feel like a lot of parents will deny therapy or deny, like, you have mental problems sometimes because they don't believe in that themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to realize that it's a science. You mean, it's a proven fact. You mean, regardless of how you feel, but how people feel, you have to be able to get help, provide them help. You know, if you don't provide them help, how are they going to be able to strive in this world, make their journey even better instead of worrying about your personal feelings? You know, you have to worry about your child's personal feelings at that moment, too.
I mean, I could... Shit, I mean, I personally, I can't speak for everybody else because, like I said, this is my first time ever having to deal with this shit because I don't know how you felt when you was dealing with depression or you, but
yeah,
it was like,
different.
It was like,
I had a different course with it.
Yeah.
Right. It's like me, it's like, it's not more so all about the money. It's like
me right now is like me being put in like a cage, and it's like me just sitting and fucking dealing and just staring at something. It's like my thoughts are talking to me. It's like, bro, do this, do that. It's like, what the fuck is going on? It's like, leave me alone. And it's like, I'm trying to ignore that, and it's like everything's getting so combative in my head, and it's like bugging the fuck out of me, and it's like putting you to a fucking funk. And it's like you just kind of sink yeah, each and every day.
You get comfortable in your thoughts.
Yeah. But let me ask you a question. When you were working, did you have the same thoughts? Because you probably weren't so busy thinking about stuff because you were working.
When I was at the busiest of my life, like, and I mean the busiest, working, basketball, football, video games, reading, coloring, anything, I didn't have time to be thinking about all this other shit.
Yeah.
But it's like now everything is slowed down completely.
You feel like you have too much time.
I have too much time to think about everything.
Yeah.
And it's annoying as fuck.
I think that's a problem.
I can hear myself too much.
Yeah. See, my mom's going through the same process because she feels like she's been in the house and she hasn't been working so long that, you know, she's trying to figure out what she wants to do. And I think she's trying to figure out her purpose of trying to, like, figure things out and what she wants to do. And because you sit somewhere for so long, like, you stare at the same four walls every day. I mean, it could be 10 walls, you know? I mean, you're still gonna feel depressed because you're never like you're not really doing anything besides that same thing over and over again.
It's like you're locked up.
Yeah.
It's like you're locked up.
The weirdest fucking thing is like,
you know, try meditating or something.
Do I?
Yeah.
I've tried it.
You don't work.
That's,
you gotta stick with something.
That's what helps me tremendously. Right? It's and thinking positive. That's what helps me tremendously.
Personally, I feel like my meditation is to come up with creative ways.
Do you train your mind to think positive at all? Like, just about situations? Like you may not, like, all right, I might not get what I'm looking for, but I know it's coming. You get what I'm talking about?
It's like manifesting?
Yeah.
No.
Basically. You don't do that at all?
See? No. Bruh. Because, only reason, I'm going to tell you just the same reason, like, I tell people who be like, pray for this.
Okay.
Because I had this conversation with my old lady the other day, and I told her, if you feel like praying works so much, quit your job, sit on your bed, don't do nothing, and tell me what happens.
No, I mean, you're supposed to pray, bro.
I mean,
you're not supposed to wait for it just to come to you.
Exactly.
It still works towards it.
But this is my thing. This is me.
You're going to find it tonight.
This is me. I believe in action and effort.
Right.
Without that, you won't get nothing.
Right.
I have no problem with whatever anybody else believe in. Y'all spiritualists believe in manifesting.
Right.
Christians and whoever believe in prayer.
Right.
I believe in without action and effort, you won't receive anything.
Right.
But it depends. I mean, I feel like it makes it different because I remember my mom used to work a lot. And like, she was like, oh, hopefully we get this check, because if not, we got nothing to eat. And she worked a lot. But she was waiting on other people to provide the check for her. Even though she worked it, she had to wait for someone else to give her the check. Because even though she already did, she had to request the check. And knowing the person, they take their time. Whenever they feel like to send it, they just send it. And I'm like, okay. She's like, well, say a prayer. And I mean, thank God. I mean, I did say prayers because, I mean, that was my only option at this point because I was only a kid. I mean,
that's your only option. I mean, of course, that's your only option.
That's your only option. And sometimes that check wouldn't come for like another week, so I'd be hungry.
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I hate to say it, she worked at a job they got no choice but to pay her, because let her say she didn't get paid, what they gonna do? Pay her double. They have no choice but to pay her. Did she not work at the hours?
No, she did work out, but the thing is,
realistically, they have to pay her.
No, they did.
Exactly.
But it just took a while in comparison what she was hoping to get, because the time frame that she was expecting weren't going to be the same as when the person was supposed to pay. But even if the check came in, it was great. But I mean, it just didn't come in the times that sometimes we really needed it. And sometimes it did. When I prayed, sometimes it did come in more than we expected.
But see,
this gotta do what works for you, my brother.
Yeah, exactly. This is why when the whole spiritualist movement spiked, and the whole Christian thing was like,
this when I was like 14.
It was like kind of like they was like against it and blah blah blah. I was like, you know what? This is me.
No,
y'all over here. Y'all over here. Me right here.
I'm like, no,
I don't give a fuck what y'all believe in.
No.
So I'm like, whatever works for y'all, whatever works for y'all. Because like, I don't know who's real, what's fake. I don't care. Whatever works for y'all, whatever for y'all. Because I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. And that's so good, though. No, I agree. No, I'm just saying from my experience. I mean, you
can't be mad at a man's opinion. You right. gotta always accept the man's opinion, yes, man. That's yeah. one thing, man. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. That's what everybody.
But it's like what personally works for me, like trying to calm down or like not be in my thoughts so much. Like I be trying to creative. Like I'm real creative with shit. Like here I am with this. This wouldn't be working if I wasn't thinking about this. Like. I'm always trying to find different ways to try and make bread, bro. I mean.
Well, what made you get into this?
Fucking with him, honestly.
Why you gotta throw me under it? It was me. He said, "Why you gotta throw me?" It under was me and everybody else because honestly,
I used to been telling that. I used to always telling that.
But everybody like everybody enjoys our company because just the way we interact, like we just raw and uncut everywhere we go, and just people like gravitate towards that, and we known that so. Back then, we been said we should have did a podcast and things like that, just because of just how we people gravitate towards us.
But it's like, I be like, honestly, bro, I got ideas. I be talking to him about ideas for merch, but the fact is, I can't draw. He can draw.
You see that. Don't tell nobody about that, though. You told that to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so it's like.
We're going to put that on paper, and then we're going to show y'all
so
later.
So it's like. That's it's like.
Yeah, you got some shit coming.
It's like. You know, definitely do. It's like I got so many creative ideas for the shit that needs to be drawn up, but I bring it to him. It's like right now, I don't think I brought it to him yet, but I got something for mental health awareness, like some good shit for that. But it's like I haven't even brought that to light yet because it's like. You know, you need the funds to get this shit out and running.
Well, you need the thought first. The funds will always come.
Because it's like... Because with the mental health awareness shit, I wasn't even going to take no funds for that. Personally, I was going to donate that shit. I don't want the money for that. I'm donating that shit, personally. I don't want the money for that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But you should keep something for yourself. Honestly, it helps you in a different sense. You get me?
It's weird because a lot of these thoughts be happening in the shower. It's weird. Like I really stand under a hot shower.
That happens with me a lot. I talk to myself. That's why I like to listen to.
That's
a lot
how I started
music.
My meditation for. Was
that's why I like to listen to a lot of music because music helped me get through a lot of shit. Yeah.
You argue with yourself in the shower a lot.
Huh?
You stupid ass.
So it was like
you be in there feeling yourself.
And like the
it could be something.
But like it was like the whole like I was just standing under the hot shower and it was like the whole image of what I wanted and what it should have been and, I mean what it needs to be just was coming to me and it was like that's perfect. But I felt like if I would take any proceeds it would have been selfish because it was like I know a lot of dudes are going through what we go through but we don't talk about it because we feel like nobody cares.
Yeah. That's true.
So that's why I feel like if we were to take any proceeds from that, I feel like it would be selfish on our part. But that's just my opinion. I don't know.
I feel like
nobody's on
caring.
I feel like they'd be caring just because it's like it's the trend at that current moment.
You think?
I'd be thinking that, bro. That's how I'd be taking it. But I don't want to make nobody else feel like they can't come out and be telling what they want to feel or how you want to say. Just speak how you feel. But me personally, I think it's a trend for certain people.
Yeah, it's like you really care for somebody, you're gonna do it, and that's why I wanted to do it today. Because today, this is the month for it.
Like, that's why I always ask you, bro. Like, how you doing? Like, I need to know how you're doing. Right, right. I need to know, like, what's up, bro? Talk to me. Like, I don't want you to feel some type of way, and then don't say nothing. And then, like, later on, I hear that you did some wild shit. I'm like, this nigga could have been saying something, bro. Like, I understand what you're doing, what you like, bro. Talk to me. Like, don't feel like you can't talk to nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want the person to feel like that. Nobody to feel like that. Try to talk to somebody.
I mean, as
of... Before you take the easiest route out to try to knock yourself off or kill yourself, because that's usually, most of the time, a lot of people will go to. Like, they want to kill themselves, slit their wrists, or do some wild, dumb shit. It's like, nah, don't do that. Talk to somebody first. Somebody might really, like, hear you out. Me, personally, I feel like that don't work.
Yeah.
Like niggas don't really be trying to hear you out. They just trying to say, just see what you want. See what's up. A lot of people like to see you. Like, side of people, they be feeling that same exact way you feeling, but they want you to feel you the same exact way because they feeling that way too.
Right.
See what I'm saying? They want you to feel that way. Misery loves company. See what I'm saying? That's why they be on
and
that.
That's why I think a lot of people like. I don't think a lot of people take that shit serious when like a motherfucker tell you like, nigga, I thought about killing myself. Like people probably don't think you, nigga, I was dead ass serious. Like people don't think that a nigga serious when they say that shit. Like,
Nigga, it's been three times I contemplate that shit. Like, bro, like, that shit wasn't no fucking joke. But a lot of people don't be thinking that people be serious about that shit.
The thought of it alone is serious because it's like, I don't want to sound fucked up, but it's like borderline insanity. For it takes a lot to even think about taking your own self out. And it's, I don't sound fucked up, and it's kind of selfish too.
Even I think it's too easy.
You're honestly, you're definitely right.
It's like the easiest route out.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's like it's the selfish.
Easiest route out. I ain't gonna lose.
But I also feel like that. I also feel like that some people just don't, because the problem. I think a lot of people choose, and just like my opinion, but I feel like a lot of people choose to go that route because a lot of people will say they're your friend and they'll listen to you, but they won't fully hear you out.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And a lot of people say they're your friend, but don't really your friend, and they already prejudge you before you get a chance. Like,
exactly.
Let's say, like, that's why I think a lot of people get scared of you and say anything, because let's say, oh, I come to you as like, oh, I want to kill myself. But then a lot of people are like, oh, you're crazy, or this, or that.
Right.
Or why don't you go to the mental hospital? But I'm like,
instead
why
of asking you why you feel like
you know,
this.
Like, yeah, why, exactly. Instead of saying, like, you know, what's been going on in your life, you know, what's changed, what happened. No, you know, like, I get it sounds crazy, but let's talk, let's hang out. But a lot of people go to the extreme, and, you know, a lot of people just think you're crazy from the beginning instead of asking you, like, what's wrong? You know, what happened? You know, and how are you? Like, you know, well, I feel like a lot of people nowadays just don't even say that, and it sucks because.
Simple question, like, what made you feel like that?
Yeah,
and it's, yeah.
Like, what made you feel like you were a kid?
Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
That person, like, what's
and
going
it's like,
on?
You want to hang out, you want to do things, let's do things. Yeah. You know what I mean? So keep your mind off. But people, I feel like a lot of times people are so big in the social media, they're not very humanitarian. You know what I mean? Like, we could just be such a human, be yourself, and you know, stick down.
Some people can't be by themselves too. That's another thing. Yeah. Like, you can't be by yourself. Just you gotta admit it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's
you gotta
wrong
search
with
that for. You gotta search for that individual that you cool with. You can deal with it on a normal and everyday basis. Some people really can't be by themselves. Me personally, I can do that shit and be cool. You see what I'm saying? And be into a fucking box and be cool and be my world and don't worry about nothing else. But other people, they can't do that shit. Yeah. Some people, they need a fucking friend. They need somebody. They need this. They need that. They got to talk to somebody. When something go wrong, they got to talk to somebody about something. That's cool. You got to find that person that's actually going to be that person for you.
I have a friend
bro.
Like that. And he's always looking for a girlfriend. I'm like, he's like, I want a girlfriend. I'm like, why? Like, what's the point? But maybe he's missing someone's life. Maybe he's missing love. You get me?
Yeah,
maybe he's missing.
He has a void he wants to fill.
Yeah, he's trying to fill a
that's
void.
That's all it is.
And I end up hooking
to fill a void that you missing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. And I end up hooking with one of my friends. And they end up doing pretty well. And I'm glad they're together, because he was dating a lot of girls that were shitting on him constantly. And that's cool, like, I mean, it's great, but
it's dope you found somebody for yourself, man.
Yeah, and I put him on, and the thing is, you could tell.
How that made you feel as a person, though?
You probably saved his life
no different.
Time.
No different?
No
you
different.
Feel, you didn't
no,
feel,
because,
like, good about that?
Not because, you know, like, if I was another foot, you know, like, I'd want someone to do the same thing, you know, like,
right.
And it's just me, you know, because, like, I'm the type of guy, like, if I have nothing, right, I'm down my last dollar, I'll give you the only dollar I got. So I'm at zero, you at one. I feel better because at least you have one,
like,
and I'm at zero.
In a good way, like, because you help a friend out. You see,
you know,
how that makes you feel, like, because, like,
I didn't know.
In a good way, like, to me, if I had found my boy and got him like that, I feel good. My man was feeling like a little depressed.
I mean, honestly, yeah,
I feel good.
And honestly,
my man's good now. He in a good position.
You might have saved his life.
He
got to
call me 24/7. Be like, man, what's going on, man? Oh, you got to tell me what's going on. He got somebody he can do that with now. See
honestly,
what I'm saying?
Russell's not gonna take. He's not gonna take the credit for that.
You're not gonna take the credit for that.
He's not gonna
take I mean, he's happy. I mean, if he's happy, it's cool. You mean, I mean, that's what I really want for other people. I don't
even
know.
You should be happy about that, bro.
You'll fuck around taking credit. You'll fuck around taking credit his wedding though.
No, I won't even say nothing. I was like, oh, cool. No, he tells me. He's like, yo, he called me. He's like, yo, I'm like, honestly, he's like, yo, I owe you a lot. So he's like, yo, you set me up, but I'm like, for what? I just saw a girl that I could see yourself with, and I just put two to do together, and I it took me a while to put them together, but like
you did it.
You see how that worked though?
It happened though.
You see how it worked though?
But then I just he said I'm like, no, you owe me nothing. I mean, look, if I was on the other foot, I was
owe nothing. But like, it's just a simple fact of like,
if
you
I was
doing something for your boy, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, if I was
looking
foot,
out,
I would look. I mean, I hope you do the same thing. But if not, it's cool. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and triple over it. But I just see like, yo, I could see yourself dating this girl. You guys seem like you'd be perfectly well together. Man, yeah, move on my life. I mean, if things aren't working, I ain't fucking it. You get me? So it don't matter to me. But, you know, I'm glad you guys
see, me personally, man, it's like, if I'm shining, all my men gotta be shining, too.
Yeah,
it's just
I mean,
me.
See,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody got that shit on.
You know what?
I hope
like, he may not want to wear jewelry, but, like, at the end of the day, I give him a chain or, like, Let's just say if we I got the money and we go to the mall or something like that. I'm going to buy everybody clothes. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the man. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to do it. Like, everybody gets it. Yeah. You probably don't have to spend nothing. I don't care. That's my man. Yeah, that's how it is. We're family, one and one. Yeah. See what I'm saying?
We all got
to
go up.
That's how this shit's supposed to be. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, one's down,
treat everybody like that. Man. I mean, don't treat nobody down different like that, bro.
That's true.
It's like, how you expect loyalty back or any form of anything back when you're treating a person bad, bro? It's just not going to work that way.
No, I feel you, bro. That's 100%. I mean, there's three of us. You get me? So, I mean, even if it's one or three of us, there's still more of us, you know? And that's the thing, is just trying to, you know, like one down, you always got to try to uplift somebody else. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
I'll call people, they vent to me and I'll be like, and I have a whole story and I'll just give them like, yo, I'm just a person looking out for men and I'm not trying to judge you. I'm not trying to hear you. I'll listen to your story. And if you ever, whatever your journey, whatever your decision is, I'll be like, yo, respect it. I mean, I'm not going to say, I'm never going to stop talking. I'm not going to do this and that because I feel like it's shitty. But, you know, I'll just be like, yo, respect it. I keep moving on with my life, you know? And, you know, I just try to help guide people to a better direction that I see better. It may not be better for them, but I see better in a different sense for me, you know. So,
overall, like mentally, y'all feel like every day y'all on a scale of one to what?
I mean, every day is a challenge, bro. Every day is a fucking challenge. I'm not gonna hold you, bro. When I wake up in the morning, sometimes I be a grouchy motherfucker, bro. I don't even want to talk to nobody. I might splash out and lash out. You mean something so small, bro? I'm gonna lash out. So it's like me. I gotta get myself mentally together before I say anything or anything. Before I like,
I gotta get together.
You know what I'm saying? Be cool. Wake up. You good now? Yeah. Like you can talk to everybody. Be cool now, but other than that, every day is a mentally challenge for me, bro. Mm-hmm.
I've been good. I mean, I stress here and there about some time to study, but I've been pretty good because, I mean, I try to ignore shit. I mean, I get anxiety because I've been in my mom's house, but I'm used to it by now. I like to conversate. I like to talk to her, you know, because I'm a kind of guy, like, I'd rather talk to you about something. Like, if I feel some type of way, like, if I feel disrespected or if I'm not happy or... You know, if I feel some way off than in my normal, like, trying to, my normal happiness. Yeah, I mean, I want to say something because I mean, what's the point? I'm going to be sitting in misery more than you. You hear me? So at least if I'm happy, like, I'm good. And most of the time, I'm pretty good. Like, you ask me, I'm good because my problems are minimal. You hear me? So, like, you know, like, I try to, like, I mean, there's certain things I want to fix. Like, you know, I want to get in better shape because I eat a lot of fried chicken. Fried chicken's a bad habit. You get me? It's hard to beat.
Hey, Ryan's funny as shit. He says you love fried chicken.
I mean, for the most part, I mean, I'm happy because, like, I try to, like, you know, I just try to stay, look forward, and, you know, I try to be, like, a positive role model for my little brother. So, like, I've been listening to this since he was newborn. I've been watching my brother since he was fresh out the womb. You know, so he looks at me like I'm a father figure. You know, so I have to lead by example in the household, in a sense. You get me? And I can't let I have to lead by example so when he gets older, he can, you know, make better decisions for his life, make better decisions for his choice, and whatever he wants to go, you know? Yeah. And honestly, it's not the role I choose to pick, but it's the role that I had to draw into. You get me?
Yeah, it's the cards that was dealt to you.
So you just gotta go. Cost. And I feel like there's, you know, like, I feel like I know right now there's a lot of people who have, you know, who are suffering more than me. So I try to, like, think about, you know, the things that I have, you know, going forward, you know. So I try to be more optimistic about certain things. And I drink a lot of coffee. Coffee does help me get my day started. They may agree with CMOS. It's cool. I'm not a judge.
Yeah,
I'm a coffee drinker.
CMOS is my thing every day. But I mean, coffee gets you right, man.
I ain't having no fucking coffee. But yeah, man. I mean, right now is one of my 10 days. Or I can have a fucking negative 10 days. So it was like,
yeah, different.
So, question, bro. Yeah. You don't think, like, the foods that they distribute and we buy off the products, like, it causes, like, issues within yourself. Like,
with me?
To make you feel down in certain ways.
I'm going to be realistic. I'm going to be 100% realistic.
Throwing it out there, bro.
If that was the case, then I would have been fucked up a long time ago.
I don't feel like that.
I do.
I don't feel like
because that. We've been eating bullshit since we was kids.
I don't feel like that though.
What? I don't what feel has like changed?
That, what do you mean? What has changed?
The food has been bullshit since we've been kids.
I think got worse. Sorry. I think got worse.
You got worse.
No, the food's got worse.
You feel like the food's got worse?
Yeah, in all aspects. Yeah, I mean, yeah, generally, because I mean, my grandma was like dirt poor. I mean, I'm talking about poor. Like she, all she would have was like a whole chicken. If she was
fucking, you ain't had no food stamps, bro. I'm gonna keep you stacked with you. Food stamps is fraud in my fucking household.
Think about that government cheese niggas we eat back in the day. You think that was real cheese?
Fraud, yeah, bro, for sure. Bro.
Nigga, we got a wick, bro. What the fuck?
You couldn't even burn that. You barely can burn that government cheese. Listen to it. Government.
But depends how far you dating back. I mean,
bro.
This is another go. This is all right. You know what I see?
But yeah,
I'll do my research and save some more.
But
I'm
not
saving up.
No, but if you look, you go. I'm telling you, no, I'm telling you. You go to Europe. No, I was in Europe, right? And you can read every ingredient. It tells you every ingredient, and you can Google that shit. You don't even have to Google most of the ingredients because
and then okay, real. Another factor. They all of us have had some type of shots.
Quick question.
As kids, right?
Yes, but that shit's been right. Out for a long way before.
So think about it. We technically should be fucked up.
Right? No, I don't feel like they're way because I feel like those but out a little longer.
But there's,
I feel like
there's people who,
way longer than us.
Who've been cancer eating different kinds of foods.
Yes.
Yeah, them motherfuckers eating
research
plants.
Like,
nah, I mean, so one girl,
is this nigga?
one girl be brain cancer just green juicing.
Yeah.
She had like stage 4 cancer. She beat it in like 3 months.
Did you just name one girl out of how many people that
probably
got it?
No, don't do that
But that's
more
just,
people. They just don't acknowledge that shit.
I'm just saying.
No, but it's just a story that I figured that was
stage 4. I'm going to do my research for you, and we're going to come back on another subject.
That's cool, bro. But look.
I'm going to do my research.
Look, I'm just saying.
You ready to dive in my shit?
I
already. Just let me know.
Look, I'm just saying.
It don't matter about this goddamn food. That's how you
I'm just saying.
It's okay.
But look.
It's okay.
Look, before we get completely off topic, talking about some random ass shit.
Right.
I was gonna tell y'all, I love y'all.
Oh, I love you too, brother.
I love
you
all
too.
Y'all.
Love you too.
Hiccups all of a sudden, but I love you too, my brother.
Shit. That's why we here.
God damn. Y'all about to talk about people eating green juice and being brain cancer and shit.
Hey, that's the best part of mental health too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. It's here. It's here. It's a plant, bro. It's here. It's for us.
I mean, me personally, shit. I have seen articles that said,
"Oh my god,
the food is linked to the moods and shit." But you know,
I do, I definitely
agree. Just like the water is supposed to knock down your HQ. I mean, when that
hey, look,
HQ,
I'm a,
IQ, my man.
Look, I'm in the process of finding out what's linked to my moods right now because I think it's my medication. So
that could be a thing too. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, a lot of people told me a therapist would help out, but not saying the only thing I really do my research on is like the therapist, you get connected to somebody else as well, and that's when they give you prescription. And when they give you that prescription to like keep your calm down or whatever the fuck that is, I feel like that puts you in a stigma of like the same space and like it's just fucking with your mindset.
Cause
I don't like that. I'm not really cool with medicine, taking medicine, bro. I took medicine before and that shit had a bad reaction on me.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying.
And ever since then, bro, I ain't never want to take medicine.
Cause when I was I was in the shower, I was doing some thinking, and I had the question. was I an experiment? I was thinking.
I'm sorry, I got the
you
ego.
Can't stop the
cause, bro, like there's no way I can go from being hyper aggressive. Like super hyper aggressive to basically having no emotions at all and feeling no ways, bro.
Let me ask you a question. When you took the medication, did you do research before you took it?
Fuck, nigga, I was having seizures back to back to back, nigga. Give
I
me
just
that
want
shit.
This to go away.
Right.
That's what
no,
it's exactly.
No,
give me that shit.
No,
I get that. But sometimes you gotta check that shit,
bro,
man.
Look, there's other options because I was never.
Your medicine could be the reason why that shit causes your depression. You
I never take medicine.
I mean, but nah, because I mean, I don't know, but
you don't think so?
It's a chance, but it was like, why would it take until me being 31 years old when? I haven't had a seizure in like 5 years. So
then they changed your when the last time they changed your medicine?
5 years ago.
5-6 years ago.
So maybe.
I mean, sometimes side effects don't kick until later. I'm not gonna hold you.
I mean,
like
medicine
is bad.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to be just just a
that's what I'm saying.
A bad guy.
Here. Like the major change was my emotions. Like it was like they all washed away, which is weird as fuck.
Like I said, I went from wanting to fight everybody all the time to like, I ain't got time for this shit. Which is weird.
I mean, good and bad, right? I mean, you had time for it.
That's an iffy thing.
Yeah, it's iffy now, so.
But I feel like that, like, you know, like, maybe you need to change your medication. Maybe try something different. Maybe there's other routes that you can go about, you know.
It's a number of things.
I'm going to try and experiment myself, but I don't know yet.
It's a number of things.
But this particular episode is about to end, so we will check in with y'all on another time. Peace.
Adios.
Love you guys.